40 years ago was our very first production, and it was Count Dracula, directed by Bob Hetherington, and done in what was at that time the Victory Theater, now known as the Victoria, right next door to our space. And it was the first production of the Human Race Theater Company, put together sort of like, hey kids, let's put on a show by a band of local artists. And that was the birth of the Human Race Theater Company. So this is our 40th season. Nod back to the beginning and back to our origins, as well as a look forward to the future.
Human Race Theater Company Artistic Director Emily Wells is directing the production Dracula, A Feminist Revenge Fantasy, Really. It's on now through November 9th at the Loft Theater here in downtown Dayton. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. But it's a completely different take on the story.
Absolutely. It's an adaptation by Kate Hamill, inspired by, loosely based, I think she says, on the original novel by Bram Stoker, and definitely focusing on a more feminist viewpoint, references to the Me Too movement in there, battling toxic masculinity, Dracula, I'm looking at you, and it is a quite fun romp through the story with some of the usual vampire tropes and things like that, but really fun, fierce, fresh Dracula for now.
Introduce us to the actor who's playing Van Helsing.
I am so excited to be getting to work with Darlene on the show. Darlene Spencer is playing Van Helsing, Dr. Van Helsing, the vampire slayer, of course.
So what's really fantastic about this adaptation is that generally Dr. Seward, who in this rendition is the main doctor at an asylum in a small London town. Generally, they join forces together, but in this situation, they're sort of at loggerheads with each other. And that becomes part of the central conflict, is to try and deal with his surprise at the fact that this doctor who's on the lecture circuit studying strange diseases is actually a woman. And so we have a lot of fun working our way through that relationship.
And I love that Van Helsing has this marriage of both science and folk medicine, which is, and folklore. And that, I think, becomes the biggest debate between her and Dr. Seward, is sort of the rivalry between science and lived experience. And so it's very, lots of fun.
Absolutely.
You mentioned how the playwright combines, you know, modern themes with this classic story, but what's the writing style like in the script?
It feels very contemporary. It doesn't feel dusty or old, or, you know, it definitely has a fresh life to it, but it's very direct. Mina, who is also our protagonist, she really fights for herself, for her husband. She's pregnant throughout the story, so she's fighting for her own family, which ties it back to our theme this season of family.
After you get through Dracula, what's next for the human race?
We're doing 6 new plays, I Must Be Mad. New short plays for our seasonal shorts. It's our typical off-kilter holiday offering in the winter months. 6 local playwrights have written 6 12-minute plays all around the winter season, theming around the solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, lots of fun things, and everybody's favorite thing to lampoon, Hallmark holiday movies. So it's going to be a lot of fun. 3 actors play all the roles in those 6 plays.
The Human Race Theater Company production Dracula, A Feminist Revenge Fantasy, Really, takes place now through November 9th at the Loft Theater in downtown Dayton. Get more details at humanracetheater.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.